Hey, angels. Happy Tuesday. And welcome back to Talks with Ty, the podcast. If this is your first time joining me, I need you to do me a favor. Go ahead and hit that like, subscribe, follow, share button, okay? I need you to hit all of those. Wherever you are, go ahead and hit those, okay? Share it from your personal page. Hit that follow button. Hit that like. Hit that share. You have officially made it home. Here at Talks with Ty, we have real conversations about real life, real things, real raw, and real uncut, okay? Welcome home. And happy, blessed, and prosperous Tuesday. Okay, we're going to go and move right into, before we get started, there's a couple things I want to do. Okay, I always like to start this show off with Ty's Jewel of the Day. So I'm going to go and recap Ty's Jewel of the Day for today. Hold on, let me find it, because y'all know I'm an old lady. Okay, it takes me a minute. I done got this privacy screen on my phone, and now I cannot see, and I have a problem with that. Okay, so Ty's Jewel of the Day for today. What you believe is what you create. Despite what you currently see, things are working in your favor. When doubt creeps in, focus on the positive. When you believe that better is possible, more will manifest. Mindset. Keep your expectations optimistic. Profess powerful words of prosperity and potential into your life. Trust improvements are constantly flowing for you. Believe and know you are blessed. No matter what, keep going, keep growing through. Love, Ty. So that was the jewel of the day. If you're not following me on Facebook or Instagram, go ahead and find me. Go ahead and hit your search bar and type in at Talks with Ty on Facebook or at Talks with Ty _ on Instagram and follow me, okay? Because there you'll get the jewels of the day. I try to put something very inspiring and healthy into the world, okay? Happy Tuesday. As you can see, tonight's topic, we'll be talking about all go without approval. I am super excited about this topic. And without further ado, okay, cue the intro. Okay, so we're back. So y'all, I'm still getting like the hang of all of this, okay? I'm building my setup as I go. As y'all can see my background here. This is a green screen. You can still see some of the green, I believe. But I'm improving my set weekly. I'm making constant changes, okay, to build out and give you guys the best possible content. It's not cheap, okay? I need you guys to subscribe to my YouTube channel, okay? It's very, very important, and this is free, okay? Subscribing to Talks with Ty on YouTube is free. It's free. All you gotta do is head on over to YouTube, type in Talks with Ty in the search bar, hit the subscribe button. We have about 27 subscribers. I just started my channel about maybe a week ago, 2 weeks ago. I think it's been 2 weeks and I've officially had my channel, and I'm super excited about it. So go head on over. No matter what platform you watch me on, I need you to subscribe to the YouTube channel and hit the bell, okay? I am also live on YouTube. I stream live on YouTube and Facebook simultaneously. In a minute, I'm going to go ahead and log on to my Instagram, because Instagram operates totally different, which doesn't make sense to me, because Meta also owns Instagram. So I feel like if you're live on Instagram, you should be able to be live on Facebook. Hopefully the people that are important hear this, and you should be able to stream from both for people like me that like to create content. But it's okay. We are working this thing on out, okay? So go ahead and subscribe. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, okay? Follow the Talks with Ty page on Facebook. Put your notifications on. As you can see, I did make an announcement this week so people can know the proper time. I made sure I put Eastern Standard Time in there. All the kinks, I promise you, if there's something wrong, just let me know in the comments. If you're in a room, I see a couple people in the room, go ahead and drop some hearts in the room if you're here so I can know who's up in here, because we're about to get into this exciting conversation, okay? Do I have a story of the day? I kind of do have a story of the day, but it's just a little something before we get into the conversation. It's nothing serious. Story of the day for today. Don't let nobody tell you you're wrong when you know you're right. For real. Do not second guess yourself, especially if you have done the legwork, okay, and what is necessary to know what you know. Don't let nobody tell you you're tripping, or you know, you out of whack, or you, DeMarcus. Oh, you might like this conversation, honey. I'm happy that you're in the room. Go ahead and hit that like, share, and follow button, and hit that subscribe for me, okay? I need some hearts in the chat. But, don't let nobody tell you you're wrong when you know you're right. If you have done the legwork and looked up the necessary information, okay, don't let nobody tell you wrong. I had somebody that I knew what they were doing was not right, right? But because they're in a position of authority, I allowed them to tell me that I was wrong. And I started learning their way of doing something. And their way of doing it was wrong. It was incorrect. When I knew it was wrong from the get-go. Like, don't let nobody play with you. Especially if you know what you're talking about. Because people really have you feeling like you're crazy or wrong. And no, you're not. You know exactly what you're talking about, and what you're saying is indeed facts. Okay? So don't let nobody have you out here looking crazy or telling you that you're incorrect. Hold on, y'all. I'm trying to go live on the gram as well, because again, I have to go live there differently. So I'm heading on over to Talks with Ty. I'm going to go live. Oh, hold on. Give me 1 second, guys. I'm coming. We're going to get right into this conversation. I'm just trying to go live on here. And what is the problem? Hold on. This is about to make me upset. Oh, it's not letting me. Okay, I got a door for my phone. My bad. Hold on. Because I'm also. Okay. Y'all, this is a lot of work going live. But tonight, again, we're going to get into the subject. Tonight, we'll be talking about all go without approval. So basically, pressing the gas or being on go without approval. 95% of the things that we talk about are spiritual. Right? Or you being one with the universe, or you just having a higher power. This is not a religious show. Okay? Talks with Ty, the podcast, is a safe space, all right, for all people, all right, no matter your sexuality, no matter your gender, what you identify as. This is just a safe space for us to discuss all things about life, okay? Really, really raw and real uncut. We talk about everything here. And tonight, I do this. This is my show, okay? That's why you're here. And most of the time, it's my opinion and it's my perspective. I am always open. That's why this is an interactive show. You can leave your comments, okay? Please chime in. Let's get into the conversation, because I learn from you guys daily, right? I'm not perfect and I don't have all the answers. And I do really like to have these conversations with people because, number one, it makes you better. It expands your horizons, and it just gives you a different perspective on looking at things. We don't judge here. We don't do nasty. We don't do mean. We don't do any of that. You will be blocked, okay? I do not tolerate disrespect in this room, okay? We respect each other even if we don't agree. This is a healthy environment. This is a safe environment for all people to give their opinions. I'm trying to do right and stream on all my platforms, because I'm not, like, for real. Okay, now we live. We're about to be live on Instagram. Okay, it's connecting. Okay, y'all, I done got me a new computer, and it's a touch screen, so I can't be letting anything interrupt what I got going on. I'm gonna have to get another phone stand. Y'all, go earn me. Everybody that's in here to drop a dollar. Okay? My Cash App is right there. Drop a dollar. Because this is expensive and it gets to be a lot. Okay? But we in the room and we're gonna get into this conversation. So, like I said, tonight we'll be talking about all go, no approval. Okay? Pressing the go button without approval. Now, what I mean by that is, hypothetically speaking, let's say there's something, okay, that you want to do, all right, and you go to the universe, or if you're me, you're going to pray about it. You're going to go to God about it, okay, and you're going to say, hey, this is what I want, or this is what I'm trying to do, right? There could be a business you're trying to start. There could be a goal that you set that you're trying to reach. There could be something out there that you're trying to do. And basically, when you go to the universe or God, in my perspective, right, you're asking God for help. Is this something that I should be doing? And not all the time you get your response immediately. Let's talk about it, okay? Because I have done a lot of things, all right? I have went on to the upper room, shot a kite to the man upstairs and was like, yeah, so check me out. This is what I want to do. Okay. I want to do this. All right. And knowing God daggone well, I'm supposed to be patient. I'm supposed to wait, right? I'm supposed to sit until I gain clarity on what it is that I want to do. Understanding that it takes time to get to that space, right? Because not everybody's there. Some people just do things and sometimes you realize it's a mistake and you gotta go clean it up. And God gonna pull you on up out of that thing and then you gonna get a reset. But when you start to grow and you heal and you learn, if you're tuned in on Instagram, you might wanna head over to my Facebook page so that you can catch everything, okay? You go over to Talks with Tao on Facebook, you won't miss any of the things that I put up, okay? Because Instagram is for my phone, but everything else streams from my computer, just to let you know. Hey, Ma, I see you in there, girl. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, you know, as you grow to different levels and you heal, right, you understand that you understand that you have to wait. You can't just do things. When you start to mature and you grow and you're leveling up, you have to seek God for guidance. You have to ask your atmosphere for guidance on how to move forward or how to progress, right? Because you're growing and you've learned from mistakes and you can't move and groove and do things like you used to do. The catch in the growth is being patient. So I have had a tendency in the past to hit the gas pedal, right? Be all go without the approval. I'd be like, yo, G-O-D, I'm trying to do this like this. So what you think about it? And I'll wait. And if 3, 4, 5, 6 days go by, I don't hear them, I'm gonna do what I wanna do anyway. It's like, why even seek the universe out? Why even ask God for the guidance if you're going to do it anyway? And God has a sense of humor because he's going to let you do it anyway. He's going to let you do it anyway, right? What I'm learning is the importance of waiting. Because this is the thing. If you hit go, right? If you hit the gas pedal without the approval, okay? You ain't heard an answer back. You haven't gotten clear guidance. And you know, we all know. We all know what God tells us yes. We all know when the universe says do it. Because we feel it, right? We know when we're doing something prematurely. Because we ain't really sure about it, but we do it anyway. I'm talking to myself or with some people like that. Because it's okay if I'm talking to myself. I mean, I'm only talking about me anyway. So it's okay, right? You do something, you know you don't know if it's going to, if you should be doing it. Like, that's how you know you don't have the approval. Your spirit hasn't spoken to you and told you that this is what you should be doing. But sometimes we let the flesh get in the way and we do it. We just like, impulse, boom, I'm gonna do it. Right? And that's cool. But understand that if you do it and it wasn't your time and it wasn't the right time, right? It's not going to prosper. And sometimes we'll do all this work and it's not a failure, right? But it is a lesson learned. This is why I wanted to talk about this tonight. Understanding patience and how important it is to wait for the approval. And this is what the waiting period, right? You know you want to do it. It could even be something that has been brought to you, right? God could have put it on your heart and said, hey, or you could feel this thing. It could be a reoccurring thing in your spirit that you've been wanting to do, right? And you seek out guidance and nothing happens. But you're wondering why nothing happened, because you know that you feel that you're supposed to be doing this thing. So it's like, what the hell going on? And then here comes the discouragement, right? Here comes you thinking that you're doing the wrong thing. And it's not that you're doing the wrong thing. This brings us back to the growth. This also brings us back to, what, 2 weeks ago? Was it last week? The little cactus and the big cactus? Okay? When you grow out of that little pot, you cannot make the same mistakes that you made in the little pot. You're in the big pot now. So there's growth that has happened. Excuse me. There's growth that has happened. So you cannot do the same thing that you used to do. You cannot move in the same way that you used to move. So you have to operate differently. You cannot be in the big pot, okay? Or being elevated into a new level and you ask for something and then you just do it anyway. Like, that's not how that works. You cannot hit go without the approval button. You got to get the clear approval, right? Because you're going to set yourself up for failure. The thing about it is sometimes in what we think that failure is, there's a lesson. See, this is the beautiful thing about growth. Because when you're growing, nothing's happening to you. It's always happening for you. You just have to figure out how and where. Right? You hit that go button. Boom. Gas to the floor. You hit it. You full speed ahead. 9 times out of 10, you don't know what you're doing, right? You looking up as you're going because you're like, I need you to help me out here, but he never told you to move. So he'll allow you to learn some things while you're out there, right? And you may look at it as failure because things didn't go the way you wanted them to. And I'm only talking about me, not nobody else, because I've done things, right? Business, right? And I'm like, okay, well, why would you give me this, right? But I think I know what I'm doing. Or I'm trying to, excuse me, y'all. Or I'm trying to do things that I used to do when I was in a little pot. But I'm a big cactus now. And one way or another, I have to step into this big cactus realm. I can't keep doing what the little cactuses are doing. right? So I have to wait. I have to learn patience. And I have to learn how to enjoy the journey, okay, while I'm waiting. There's something that I want to talk about ultimately. It's called active patience, right? Because just because you're waiting on something doesn't mean you don't move. It doesn't mean that you just be still. It doesn't mean that you're not working. It doesn't mean that you're not progressing. It simply means that you're waiting on approval. To wait doesn't mean to not be active. You can still be actively doing things in your waiting process, doing things to develop you, educating yourself on whatever it is that you're trying to reach, this goal, or whatever it is that you're trying to manifest. There's something that you have to get in that waiting process. And it's vital that you understand that and not just do things without knowing it's your time. See, everybody has a time. Everybody has a season. Seasons change, right? As I was talking 2 weeks ago or last week, I can't quite remember, but we were talking about you know, the big cactus and the little cactus. Check that out. Check that video out. But we went live and it was a really good, dope conversation because you understand the difference, right? So you're elevating, you're growing, and now you want to do something new. You want to elevate to a new level. You want to grow to a new level. And so the expectancy is for God to just bless you with it. But if he just blesses us with things, oh, my allergies are really acting up tonight. But anyway, if he just blesses us with things, where's the lesson, right? I think ultimately understanding that we have to wait on the approval, there's something that we have to get in the growth process. Patience is definitely one of them because nothing happens overnight, right? But ultimately, struggle. Struggle is important. Like, I don't think that people, I think the struggle is underrated. Like, for real. When I think about everything that I have been through in life, I only learned things while I was in my darkest times. Like, I was never up and learned. I always learned things when I was down. Right? And just because you're struggling doesn't mean that you're failing. I'm gonna say that one more time for the people in the bike. Just because you are struggling does not mean that you're failing. It's okay to have hard times, to not understand, to not be clear, because to not be comfortable, right? To not know, because that is when the lessons happen. You have to enjoy the journey. I swear to you, and I thought about this today because I thought about it and it came to me like, what has happened to me every time I moved when without approval? You know, nothing moved. Like, I thought I was moving, but no, I wasn't doing nothing. Now, I was learning things through the trial and error. And it wasn't, I still had to double back and ask again, listen, hey, is this something I'm supposed to be doing? And wait. And wait until he blessed me and opened the door to the new level. Right? I always have to double back. So even when I think I'm doing something, I'm really not doing nothing. He gonna take me, see, this is the thing. Either you gonna do it the right way the first time, or the right way when you double back. It's up to you. Because it's got to be in God's will for you. Like, it's perfect timing. I look at my work, right? If you don't know, I have a hair business. I've had one for a while. Touch by Thai Hair Co., right? And now I'm a certified makeup artist now. I'll be graduating cosmetology school in July, at the end of July. And, like, I asked myself, like, why am I going through this again? Like, why did this happen to me like this? Like, what is this about? Like, why I gotta go through this? Like, I was pissed. Y'all, I was upset. Like, I was big mad about this thing. And I did not understand why I had to go through this process all over again. Like, I was really upset. Like, really upset. I don't think nobody really even understand how upset I was. And I did everything. I took my staple. Like, I did everything. But when I went to hair school the first time, I ain't wait on the approval. I just did it. Like, I just did it. Like, I just did it. I just did it. Where I went to hair school at, I'm gonna give you one even better. I up and moved my family to Texas from Florida when I retired, because at the time, my youngest son's father was there, and we were together. And I didn't ask for the approval. I just did it. Like, I didn't wait for my spirit to tell me yes. I may not have even was supposed to be there. And that don't mean that God didn't bless me, because I still got blessed. Even though I went through a lot, like I went through a lot in that year and a half of in my transition, man, that struggle, it blessed me. I promise you, I'm not the same person that I was when I went into that. But I didn't wait. So here I am. I move back, right? Me and him, we separate. You know, we figure out what's best for my son. We do that. And I relocate back home. Hence, I'm here. And I'm starting over again because the process didn't fall through. The reciprocity, which is a cosmetology thing. If you know, you know. I'm not going to get into that. But reciprocity didn't work, right? So I had to start my process all over. But I was still in a struggle. But he was still blessing me in the struggle, because I didn't have to pay for school the second time around, right? I didn't. I'm going to school free right now. So, like, I didn't have to pay for that. And the people that I've met and where I am today to be able to offer a helping hand and give advice and speak life into them, right? Now I'm where I'm supposed to be. Now the timing is right, and it even feels better. As much as I hate going to school, y'all, because I hate going to school. Real bad. I hate it. Okay? Like, I'm doing this all over again, and I hate it, right? So, but, in that, right, I am really, really blessed. Like, God is showing himself to me daily. Not in me doing hair, but in me being able to guide someone because of what I've been through. Right? And at the time, I don't even be thinking about it like that. I ask God, you know, give me whatever you need for me to get this person. And he do, you know. Anybody that knows me, I'm kind of a straight book, you know. I'm working on myself every day, but you know, I'm still me. So, like, yeah, that's what you get with me. It's me. I ain't changed. I'm still the same Takiya. I'm just better. You know what I'm saying? I'm a better version of myself. Do I keep freezing? I feel like I keep freak. Come on now, internet, stop playing. It's gonna make me upset. Y'all see me? Can y'all see me? Can y'all hear me? Are we good? Put some ones in the chat if we good. I need ones. There's some people in the room, so I need to know y'all can see me and y'all can hear me. Are we good now? Yes, no, maybe so. Yes, no, maybe so. Yes, no, maybe so. Are we still freezing? No, no, maybe so. Can y'all see me? Can y'all hear me? I said, wave your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you can see Talks with Ty, let me hear y'all say, oh yeah. Oh yeah. All right, all good. That's what I like. That's what I like. It's so good. Okay, so yeah, talking about the process, right? But y'all, I had wasted, I'm not gonna say I wasted, right? I'm not gonna say that I wasted a year, about 2 years, but I never waited for the approval. I did all this decision making, right? I did all this decision making. And I did all these things, and guess what? God gave them to me. He still gave me the desires of my heart. He still gave me the desires of my heart. He still blessed me with everything that I wanted to do, but I never even sought his approval. Like, I just was all go. And I knew better than that. Now that I think back, I was at a place in my relationship where I really did know better than that. And I know that I should have sought him out in a way to wait, to wait, because I think I would have saved myself a lot of money, and a lot of pain, right? And stress and things that I didn't have to go through. Do I regret it? No, I don't regret it. I don't regret it because I know that God's hand kept me in the midst because I'm here talking to you today, right? And that situation, what I went through, I don't know if the average person would have made it through that sanely. I'm gonna keep it funky. God is real because I don't even know how I made it through that sanely. I should be in jail. For real. But I'm not. Favor ain't fair. Ooh. No, I'm just playing. I'm just joking. I ain't do nothing illegal. But I wanted to. I wanted to do a whole lot of illegal shit. But God. But God. But God, he the goat. That's right. Because I'm here, right? And I learned so much in that process. Like, I grew so much in a year. And I think that now that I am where I am, okay. Hey. Come on in the room, girl. Come on in the room. Come on here. Come on. Come on. Welcome home, Angel. So, talking about that process, right? God used that time to, even though I was in the midst of a valley, of a storm, of a dark place, he developed me. He developed me. He developed me for this right here. Hey, Alice. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Welcome home, Angel. So, even in the midst of my foolery, in the midst of my disobedience, in the midst of me not even seeking him out, I was blessed. Now, it's probably some stuff that I didn't have to go through, but I only learned in my struggle. You cannot hit the go button without approval. You will have yourself in a space that you're not even meant to be in. So, like I said, y'all, God went so far as to bless me with a shop. I had a whole shop in Texas. I had a whole salon that I had to give up just to be where I was supposed to be. Ain't that crazy? Like, do you ever wonder, like, dang, God, why you put me through all that just to get me here? I had to develop you. I could have developed you my way, right? I had to develop you. I could have developed you my way, but I had to do it your way because you hit the go button without me telling you go. Ah, Okay, I get it. Okay, I got it. I got it. I ain't gonna do it no more. I ain't gonna do it no more. That's how it be. Like, that's how it be. And I'm grateful for the lesson because I didn't know if I was gonna make it through what I just went through. But I did. You know what I'm saying? I made it through it. And so I'm such a better version of me. Let me tell you something about favor. You'll go through things and grow through things and come out untouched. Like you'll go through a fire and come out unburned. You will go through hell and come out with not even a scar. And people look at you and say, damn, how you do that? The crazy part is, let me let you in on the secret, y'all. The favored people, we don't even know. We can't even tell you how we got through with the hell that we just got through. Like, I don't know how I got through this last year, 2022. Like 2021 and 2022, if you want to be technical. Those were some very hard years for me. And I look back at them now, and I used to journal back then. Check this. This is the importance of journaling, right? Because like I said, struggle doesn't mean that you're failing. Struggle is just that. It's struggle. And everybody needs it. Like, it's so important to get what you need. There's something that you need. If you are going through something right now, and you cannot see the light, sit in the dark. Sit still, though. Don't be hollering and screaming and yelling and cussing and fussing and moving all around and throwing shit and going all off and because you can't hear. You can't hear if your mouth not closed. Be still. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me tonight. Hold on, 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 hold on. Because I'm going to make sure. I'm going to put this away. Because I had me a little shot. So I'm going to put this away. Because I don't want nobody to say I'm tripping. Because this ain't even me. Hold on, hold, hold. If you are in complete hell right now, I mean, it's dark. It's bad. Like, I think about some of my worst nights last year. Y'all ain't know if I was gonna see the sun come up. Y'all don't hear me. I said, I think about some of my worst nights last year. And I didn't know if I would see daybreak. I was still. That's how I made it to the next day. Completely still. I cried, hollered, screamed in my bed, curled up in a ball. I don't even want to get teary-eyed because I feel like I'm about to cry. But I curled up in a ball and I said, God, I just want to make it to tomorrow. I don't want my demons to win tonight. Y'all not ready. It's something about the storm, about the complete hell that we grow through. There's something about the struggle that is necessary for our development. I used to lose my mind when things did not go my way. Nobody wants bad days, right? Nobody wants to go through things and struggle and have hardships. It's hard. It's uncomfortable. It's not easy. It's overwhelming. It's painful. It's draining. That's right, Edward. But it's growth. there's something that you have to get in that darkness. I promise you, if you are going through hell right now and you don't know if you're going to make it to tomorrow, be still. Just be still and breathe deep. Don't move. Don't move. Be still. When I started being still and I stopped moving and I stopped trying to figure it out, as hard as that was for me to do, I started hearing exactly what I needed to hear. The nights became easier. Like, y'all, I really started to rest effortlessly, without a thought. Because I knew that was the only time I was at peace. And I could truly get the guidance that I was seeking. See, God allowed me to do everything that I wanted to do. I wanted to move to Texas. I wanted to follow my husband at the time. I wanted to do all that. Never asked him, should I do it? I knew it was something that I was doing. And because he was because the doors were opening for me, I was saying that it was blessed. Knowing damn well I never even asked. I was all go without approval. And he let me go. But he loved me so much that I'm right back where he wanted to be, where he wanted me to be. Sitting in front of this camera talking to you about the hell I went through last year. What you talking about, Edward? During those moments, you must research other alternatives, options. Explain. Help us. Help us help the people out here. All right? Let's talk about it. When you say striving, because I think back to when that was going on with me, and you could even look on my Instagram. And you could prop my personal Instagram, which I'm not giving you because if you don't follow me personally, you're not supposed to be. But on my personal Instagram page, fitness was very huge for me. I started like just taking like 45 minutes a day and walking and like, you know, burning it out in the gym because I didn't know what else to do. So yes, I did. I had to seek another alternative, a healthy outlet, because I had no one. It was just me, you know? So that's definitely, I'm going to agree with this statement. You know, I was very still spiritually. When I say still, I mean spiritually, right? At peace. I had to find peace spiritually. And I was still in that moment. And I was finding positive things to do with my time. I had even started, I think, going back skating, like, that's something that I really want to do now. So if y'all want to go skating, hit me up because I'm looking for some skating partners once a week. But yeah, that's good. I like that. You definitely need to do that. Hey Boo, Sharita's driving for me. Parham, you're gonna love her. Okay, what is she? A speaker? What is she? I don't know. Y'all gotta tell me when y'all leave these comments. Keep the conversation going. But back to what I was saying. Being still, you were what people say call mind, body, and soul reset. Absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely was mind, body, and soul reset. Absolutely. This is sometimes, how can I say this? Because I got to say it right. Hey, Sharita, welcome home, Angel. Welcome home. But yes, it was definitely a mind, body, and soul reset. But I think when we veer off too far from our spiritual being, right? Whatever it is that we believe in, whatever it is that we trust, whatever it is that we keep us, that keeps us going. I'm not here to judge that for anybody. That's not what this is about. But whatever that is for you, okay? When you veer off too far from that, that things will start happening around you where you got to come on back. That's how you know if you're favored. That's how you know if your life is different. Because see, when your life is different and when you're blessed, you can't do what everybody else do. You can't operate how everybody else operate. You, the big cactus, you can't be doing what the little cactus is doing. You can't do it. It's not going to work for you. It's not going to work for you at all. You can it, buddy. So that's why when you become a big cactus, it's so important for you to get what you need to get the right way. You have to wait. Waiting for the approval will save you so much energy. You're going to exert an extreme amount of energy if you hit go without the approval. Now, the thing is, God will still bless you. He'll still be like, take that. But yeah, I got to bite my tongue all the time. So you're not alone in that. You're not alone in that. You got to be still. I have to bite my tongue all the time. And the reason why I have to bite my tongue in my waiting process, because you're waiting on something with your son. You're waiting. You're in your waiting process. Something's happening for you. I now understand why professional athletes become isolated and pop out only to give back to the community. It's so dangerous. Yeah, it's dangerous. It's dangerous for us too. You gotta wait. There's a level of discipline that has to come in growth. Sometimes that's like, that looks like biting your tongue until it bleeds. Sometimes that looks like isolation. You can't go where the little cactuses go. You're a big cactus. You won't fit. You're too big. Stop trying to diminish your size to get in spaces that you can't fit in. You're too big. You keep trying to fit into a space that you can't fit in. You're going to chop off the bottom of yourself. And then you're going to end up fitting. But then the roots are going to die. It's going to be hard for you to grow. You're going to have to work 2 times harder to grow back to what you used to be. Get your lesson while you're there. Because you're waiting on something. There's something that's waiting to break for you and your son. So continue to bite your tongue. Bite it till it bleeds. Don't you let them little cactuses take you back. Don't you do it. Nope. You're a big cactus now. You can't even fit where they be at. You can't fit. You cannot press go without his approval no more. You can't. You're too blessed. You can't do what everybody else do. You can't move how everybody else move. Yeah, you're going to be mad. You're going to be mad. You know how they say, you can't stoop to their level? You know, sometimes, and I get it, because sometimes people need to get got right then. God waits a long time sometimes to spin that block. I be looking like, listen, spin the block now, right now. I need to see it. I need the instant oomph. But that ain't how it work. He let me know all the time. I got this. I'm fucking this cat. You hold the tail. I got this. And y'all, it never fails. He got it. Long as I wait, though. Long as I wait. Long as I wait. I'm telling you. But it's beauty in that weight. It is beauty in that weight. I look at struggle differently. It's not that I like it. I do not like struggle. Right now, I am struggling. I bet you're struggling. Okay? But, excuse me. I know that there's something that I'm supposed to get here. So I move different in a struggle. Instead of me whining and crying, God, why this happening to me? Because y'all used to be real bad. Oh, I don't understand why this happening to me. I don't understand this. I still be like that sometimes. I ain't even gonna lie. Yeah, when I'm going through it, I be mad as hell. I be mad as hell. I be like, oh, Lord, it's always something. Damn, man. It's always something. But, I know I'm gonna learn something in that space. That's a fact. Business, family, home, entertainment only. For sure. He moved differently. He always spend a block though. And do. Let me tell y'all something. And it might take him 2, 3, 4. Listen. He gonna spend the block for you, baby. He gonna spend that block for you, baby. Great job. Look, you gotta wait. You have to wait for the approval. You got to be patient. God gonna spend that block for you. I promise you. He didn't spend the block a few times on for me. It was more than what I even asked for. I'd be like, damn. Okay. And y'all, I'm at so much peace. I'm happy when I was in that struggle. I didn't act out of my emotion. Hold up. Y'all ain't ready for me tonight. When you in that waiting process, emotions, let's talk about them. Baby, don't let temporary emotions cause permanent pain. You better learn while you waiting how to control them emotions. And sometimes he'll have you waiting so you can get that lesson. That was my lesson last year. Controlling my emotions. Let me tell you how powerful it is. Okay, I'll get with you. Okay, thanks for tuning in. I'll get with you. I got you. Let me tell you how important it is to control your emotions. It's like playing poker. And I don't even know how to play poker, but I do know you have to have a poker face. Right? Have a poker face. Basically, you know, you may have a crappy hand, but you can't let the table know. When you are not in control of your emotions, you do the craziest shit. I don't care who you are. Not being in control of your emotions will have you doing the most insane shit. You'll be looking like you lost your mind. And it's not that you lost your mind. In your mind, you're fully validated for what you are doing. But it's those emotions that cause that temporary pain. That cause that permanent pain. You'll end up doing something out of emotion that'll put you in a position that'll cause you pain for the rest of your life. See, hurt people hurt people. Y'all don't hear me. If somebody's hurting you, it's because they hurt. They don't know how to heal. They probably haven't been taught. Their parents are probably hurt. So they hurt. It's taught behavior. It takes a strong person. A person that's willing to do the work. A person that's blessed to heal. We're far and few. It's not many of us. So we allow leniency and grace differently. Because as we've grown in our process, we understand that we are big cactuses. And we cannot do what the little cactus is doing. So when you hurt me, I can't hurt you back. I don't think y'all agree. When you hurt me, I cannot hurt you back. I tell you what the hell I can do though. Leave your ass alone. That's right. That's right. See, when you hurt me, I ain't gonna argue, cuss, holler, scream, fuss. If I care about you, I might try to have a conversation. And if you ain't making no sense, that's all right too. Because I understand, hurt people hurt people. And most people don't do the work to heal. So they become adults hurting people because they're hurt, carrying on traumas and passing them on to their children, who then become hurt people who hurt people. But I understand that I'm a big cactus and that I'm different. And I can't do what everybody else do. I gotta heal. I don't have a choice. My purpose is different. My swag is a little different. My aura, to be in my presence, is a blessing. So when you hurt me, I don't curse you. I just remove myself because I understand who you are, why you may be the way that you are. And maybe God hasn't developed you yet, so you're not my village. Don't let that go over your head. See, I understand that you're not maybe where you need to be. And I don't judge you for that. We don't judge here. This is a safe space. But what we do is see what's in front of us. And we don't make excuses for things here. See, we real. When you get to a certain level, when you become a bit cactus, you have to call things out as though they be. Spiritually, that might look one way. But in the flesh, it looks another. So if you quack like a duck, and you look like a duck, your ass is a duck. So, if you lie to me, and you continue to lie to me, and I see you lie to other people, your ass is a liar. If you disrespect me, I give you grace, we talk about it, and you disrespect me again. And I watch you disrespect other people. Your ass is disrespectful. Maybe God hasn't grew you yet. You still in a little pot. And I'm not judging you because I used to be in a little pot. But I understand my village. And on the bigger cactus land, all the cactuses look the same. Some are growing bigger. And they about to bust out of their pot. So they going up to the next level. And that's where I'm trying to be. So I understand my village. I don't dwell in places that are not for me. And I understand that it don't take me a whole lot to get it. It used to when I was a little cactus. Oh my God. You would probably have to listen. Jesus himself would have to come down with his shoes and bop me in the head. It used to be real bad when I was a little cactus, but now I'm a bigger cactus. So I know things. I know a little bit better today. And so because I know better, I do better. And I'm not arguing. I'm just going to remove myself. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. See, when you grow through, when you're in your struggle, right? And it's dark and it's uncomfortable and it's the struggle, right? It doesn't mean failing. See, there's something that I'm gonna go back to the beginning. There's something that you gotta get there. It's something that you gotta get there, because if not, you're gonna have to revisit that space again. And like I say, go ahead and get it while you're there the first time, so you ain't gotta spend a block on it. Because I think about some of the lessons that I've had to learn, and sometimes God had to spend a block on them things 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. And it wasn't until I started to grow and heal, I realized, number one, I'm different. And number two, I can't do what everybody else do. And my consequences are different if I choose to do that. Because we have the choice. It's not like we gotta do the right thing. We could easily do the wrong thing. We could easily hit the go button without approval. But the consequence, the way it looked like on the other side of that, it might be an unnecessary step that we didn't have to take. Because it's probably something that we already know. But if we don't get it, God got to spin the block again on us until we get it. Like, we got to get it. Because you can't elevate to big cactus or bigger cactus until you get it. It's a part of your growth. It's in the DNA of becoming bigger. Like, you got to get that. You got to master that thing. So if somebody's out there waiting on something and you wonder why you ain't get it yet, or you wonder why things aren't working out, or you might be feeling like, what's the problem? Like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Be still. Be still. It's going to come to you. Don't hit go. Just continue to be still, because it's something that you have to learn there. If you are in a very dark space, if you're struggling with something, you don't see a light, be still. There's something that he's trying to give you. You got to get something there, because if you don't get it, you won't be in some more struggle. You're going to have to spin the block. If someone hurt you, I mean, they hurt you bad. I mean, they hurt you real bad. If you've been hurt like I've been hurt, don't hurt them back. Forgive them. And this is so easily said, but it is easily done. Because the moment that you make the decision to do it, your healing starts and the work begins. If they hurt you, and you know that you're called, I mean, you know that you're different, do you really think that this not their loss? Man, I look back at some of the things that I have cried over, thought I was going to die without, and I'd be like, what the hell was I thinking? For real. And that's okay. Again, this is a safe space. We don't judge anybody here, but I'm just saying, like, man. And here I am living and thriving and growing through, still growing. Big cactus now, understanding that shit's just different for me. And if you hurt me, I'm not mad at you. It's cool. It's all right. It's all right. Like, it's all right. But you can't, you know, you just can't do what I do. You can't be around me no more. And you don't get the privilege, because I am a privilege. Take your time. Get what you need. Get that lesson that you need, so that Triple OG ain't got to spend a block on you more than once with that thing. Because learning, relearning the same lesson, man, you be going through the same stuff and you don't know why. It's because you ain't healed in an area. You got to get that. You got to figure that thing out. You can't be elevated doing the same thing that you did as when you was a baby cactus. You know? You can't be letting your emotions control you, and then you do some crazy stuff, and then you, when the next day or 2, 3 days later, you know, you like, oh, I just did it because I was mad. That's not a reason for doing some stuff because you mad. Mad is a temporary emotion. It's going to be all right. You'll get over it. You just don't go doing things. And then you don't let no... Listen, when somebody can control your emotions, they control you. If I don't tell you nothing else, hear that. I used to let a particular person control... He was in full control of me because he understood how to control my emotions. He understood it. Like, he understood that if he did certain things or if he attacked me in a certain way, that he was going to get a certain reaction. And 9 times out of 10, at that time, that was what he was looking for. So whether I knew it or not, he was in complete control. Damn. Boy, how stupid was I? Now he can't figure me out. I barely even talk to the person. Only when I have to. Love him to death. Bend over backwards for him. But I'm a big cactus. I don't do what little cactuses do. Sorry. I see you when you get up here. Patience. All right? Patience. Patience is serious. I'm trying to make sure that I cover everything that I wanted to cover. I think it was one more thing that I wanted to say. Energy. The growth, the lesson. Understand the struggle does not mean failing. Okay, that was very important. And, know when your spirit said nah. Sometimes we do things, right? And this is recent for me, as far as like wanting to get to know a particular person. And my spirit told me nah. And I did it anyway. And nothing bad happened, but it just didn't work out. But my spirit already told me nah. Like, don't let your temporary emotions, not having a companion or wanting to be with somebody because you feel like you're ready, because you really might not be, right? Have you in a situation that your spirit already told you nah. You have that intuition. You have that voice in you for a reason. If it tells you no, then it's no. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what the potential is. That's a whole nother subject for another day. Potential. We'll talk about that another day. Maybe next week. But yeah. When your spirit say no, go with that. You'll save yourself a whole lot of unnecessary bullcrap. Trust me. I know I'm never going to tell you nothing wrong on the show. But I think I touched everything that I wanted to touch tonight. We've come to the end of the show. Y'all, we've been up here 1 hour and 17 minutes. And it's been a busy show tonight. And I'm super duper grateful. Thank you guys so much. Talks with Tata Podcast is growing. We're thriving, guys. Every day I'm getting new followers on Facebook. If you're sharing, I appreciate you. I thank you. If you're liking, if you're commenting, if you're coming in the room, man, you don't know how much you mean to me because I was totally unsure about this thing. I was scared. I still am, but I feel like I'm supposed to be here. I know that I am, right? Because of how everything's coming together, number one, and because of what I feel, but because of you guys. I appreciate you. You are loved. You are appreciated. All my angels, y'all dope as hell. We big cactuses in here, man. Don't be stepping down to that little cactus. Let them do what they do, because we growing over here. All right? We talk a little shit. Okay? We do. We gonna vent. We gonna let the world know how we feel. But we also are going to keep going and keep growing through it all. Y'all check me out Thursday. I'll be coming back with Spill the Tea Thursdays. I don't know what I'm going to talk about yet. Just make sure you turn your notifications on. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Okay? Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Let me put it up here. Okay? Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit the notification button. Hit the notification bell. Like, follow. Okay? So that you're up to date with all things Toast with Ty. I will be back the same time Thursday, 8 p.m. for Spill the Tea Thursday. And we'll be back for next week's edition of Talks with Ty, the podcast, live at 8 p.m. right here. Okay? I'm going to run this last little commercial so you guys can know how to find me on Apple, iTunes. I'm on all your podcast outlets. So if you missed the show live, make sure you go ahead and check us out. Listen to the show while you're riding in your car. Okay, I'm on all podcast outlets. So I'm going to make sure I run that after this. And until next week, y'all know it's been a blessing. I love y'all to death. And I'll see you guys next week. Talks with Ty out. Okay, Instagram. I'm gone. I'll see you guys. Oh, Lord. Let me stop this.